Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the debut episode of the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. My name is Luther O'Kale, and I am speaking like this because internally I am freaking out about actually starting this. It's crazy now that I think about it that I'm even to this point. As of this recording, my podcast just got approved to be on iTunes, and I'm going to get ready to, let everybody know about it. And it's more work than you think to actually set up a podcast, and I learned that firsthand. I mean, I've been thinking about starting a podcast for a while now, probably almost about a year, you know, as you look around and stuff and how everything has been basically changing, or kind of like it's making me, at least me myself, just kind of turn my head. And then it's just kind of like, oh man, I wish that I could think of a way to talk about this, like, or you know, you talk to people, but it's kind of like not the same. So I just started thinking about it, and then I really thinking about it was when my boy Wes, who's my former college roommate, started talking about starting his own sports podcast. This was like a few months ago. And then I just sat there and I waited. I was like, man, this guy's not coming out with his podcast, because I know me and him got some things we need to talk about. But that's besides the point. Wesley, if you're hearing this, man, our episode is going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. Now that takes me back, way back. For those of you that don't know, that was the intro to the first episode of the podcast, like I said before. And like the title of this episode says, this is technically the 100th time I've turned on this microphone to speak to you guys. And it's been a crazy journey. And I didn't even realize it till I basically did the podcast episode, which will now probably be for next week, which I was actually going to do this week. And then I was uploading it and getting it set up and ready, and then it just hit me that, you know, it was episode 100 when I looked at the episode kind of number off the podcast platform, and it really hit me. And then for some reason I wanted to go back and listen to the first episode. And for those of you who've been here since the start, I've been listening through my podcast lately, especially in a certain few times, like when I took the about a month off, and a couple times just kind of trying to figure out what my style is, if that makes any sense. And going back and listening for probably like the fourth or fifth time, listening over that episode, it was like, oh my god, I sound so nervous, the music's too loud. And it's like I didn't do it right, if that makes any sense. But it was the first time I ever did it, you know. And It's like over these 100 times I've done, and that includes all the story time episodes, the bonus pod episodes. And it's time to kind of look back and look at all the steps that I've laid already and see how far I've come and what has changed. In this first episode, like I said before, I was very nervous. The music was too loud. I was mumbling a lot. And I tried my best to be so politically correct. It felt like listening to it over, I wasn't myself. So I actually picked out three other moments besides this one and kind of do a review, so to speak, of the first episode of the podcast, because I think it's bad. It's so bad to listen to myself, especially with how green I was. I was doing it in my old townhouse apartment, literally leaning over on my couch, on like this little table that I had when I first started recording. It was so nerve-wracking, and thanking Wes, my former college roommate, Megan, my work sister, and Adriana, our intern, like those three people really pushed me to start the podcast. And it's been a journey, to say the least. And obviously this is only episode 81, so to speak, but It's crazy to think that I've turned on the mic and gave you guys something like out of my mouth 100 times. That sounds bad, right? Like, that sounds really bad. But you know what? I said what I said. You guys know what I'm talking about. And I just want to play a couple more moments for you guys. And I'm going to finish with actually the story. I ended up telling a couple stories about myself at the end of the podcast. And I'm going to actually lay down the funniest story and the story that still technically affects me today. So here goes the other couple parts. And I'll probably interject here and there. But and then I'll do basically a full review of the pod after. So here's the next part. I was kind of researching how to start a podcast, I learned this like weird fact or fun fact. It's not a fun fact. Most podcasts fail before they even get to 10 episodes. And I was like, well, crap, just got to make it to 10. And I'm already not a stat, at least not a bad stat or whatever. So I'm like, the goal is right now, just make it to 10 episodes and then we'll go from there. It's crazy to think that at the start of my podcast, that was what was driving me not to become a stat. And I had this dumb thing for the first 10 episodes called the hashtag the road to 10, because like you heard in the little clip, most podcasts, at least according to the research that I did, don't even make it to 10 episodes. And I'm on episode 80 something. Or technically episode 100 if you count total episodes. It's been a wild ride to say the least, but to notice that that was how simple my motivation was, and trying to basically figure it out every week when I was so green to be like, I don't know what to talk about. From obviously the first episode, I'm telling you why I'm doing this, to the second episode, which was about cuffing season, my favorite time of the year. And I love cuffing season much as the next person, but man, we really had an extended cuffing season. Excuse me, this year. And I'm keeping that in. I'm tired. It's late at night. I don't even know what day it is. And then talking about like the third episode, I believe, was about abortion. Then I had my first guest on, Vicky. Then I went to sit down with my podcast OG. I had my mentor on. I had so many things. Like, it was like every week was so weird trying to figure it out. And like, I wanted to switch it up. I wanted to not just talk about sports. I wanted to not just talk about politics. And I feel like especially the last few episodes, now more than ever, has been all about politics, obviously because of what has happened in our country. But it's like things were so much simpler then. But then I think back on it and I'm like every week stressing, like, yo, how the hell do I do this? Oh my god, I hope it uploads right. I hope I need to set up the Facebook page. Like, all this was even before I had my podcast on Spotify. I literally just got approved to be on iTunes. I didn't have a Facebook page yet. I didn't even have a text line or call line for you guys to leave a message on. It was like I was just flying by the seat of my pants, and I'm sitting there like, how did I even get that done? Like, how could I function that way? I've always wondered, especially every time I talk to my boys, like, who've been listening since the start. It's like, how have I changed? Have I gotten better? Have I gotten worse? Have I gotten stupider? I mean, the only thing I can say for sure is I like to believe that I've gotten better, but I think the one thing that I have gotten is more confident. And that cannot be understated, especially when I talk to people now. I still jumble over my words like everybody else does, because I still think like when I'm trying to talk too fast and like my mouth is saying stuff that my brain can't catch up to, which doesn't make any sense at all. But it's like that confidence transferred over to when I speak to people, like whether it's at a meeting at work or somebody on the street, or if I'm like trying to talk to a girl or anything like that. Like, that confidence is like contagious, so to speak. And I think I really enjoyed that part of myself now. And to look back on how like unsure I was, how I was trying to make myself sound like something, like I gotta stop that. All right, like ESPN was gonna call me because I had like the perfect like voice for like a voiceover or anything like that. It's weird, and so much crap is falling around right now, but it's weird to think that I was trying to force myself to be that way. But I got one more clip for you, and then I'm gonna really deep dive into the episode, because right before I started recording, I listened to it again. Just, I guess now that's the sixth time, just to kind of get my bearings and make sure I'm talking about the right stuff. And I'll obviously encourage you guys to go back and listen, because I want you guys to kind of critique me and make sure that I kind of kept to the promise that I said. Or how have I deviated? Have I deviated for the better? Have I deviated for the worse? Do I need to clean up some areas? And you guys can just also just listen back to laugh at me as well. So I got one more clip for you, then I'm going to deep dive, then we're going to end with the story. So this one might actually be a very short episode of the pod, I think it's a very important one, so to speak. All right, here's the third clip. Enough about me and the podcast here. I guess I didn't know how to really start this episode. I mean, I didn't want to go in like politics or whatever. I didn't want to go into sports or whatever, but I just had one question. And I guess this is going to go to politics, but the one question I've always been thinking about in my mind, which I've actually asked a couple of times, is I'm looking right now in, I guess, society or how, you know, people interact with each other. And I'm like, why does it seem like everybody is talking but nobody's listening to each other? You know, I didn't realize how big of a question that was actually going to be. And it's like I look everywhere and it's like I have whiplash from all the different crazy things that's happening. I mean, just think about this year, and 2018 is almost over, but I mean, unfortunately, we're talking about school shootings, we're talking about Trump with all these policies, we're talking about Ms. Blasey Ford, we're talking about Me Too, we're talking about like all this crazy stuff. And like I'm like fatigued, like I have whiplash from just turning on my neck to all these different issues. I'm like, oh my god, I can't keep up. And I'm like, we still got like basically 2 months before the year's over. I'm like, what else is gonna happen? We're not talking about that huge caravan that's technically working its way through Mexico right now, and then apparently there's another one behind it. And I'm just like, man, I want to see how all this shakes out. But that's another episode. Who knows? Maybe it could be one of the 10. So the question that I asked in the episode is literally what I tried to base my whole podcast around. Why does it seem like everybody is talking but nobody's listening? And I think in a way I've drifted away from that, but I've come back as well with the topics that I've touched or broached or whatever, whether it's something dumb like talking about I guess I could say it's dumb even though it wasn't dumb, the Colin Kaepernick workout, when I literally called it what a waste of a Saturday, and talking about something serious like abortion or school shootings or anything like that. This podcast is about to be damn near 2 years old, and I mean, look at what was happening in 2018. Remember that year? Just how many school shootings there were, school and mass shootings there were. The caravan. And they didn't just end up getting to the border and then just kind of held there. Now we're worried about how we're technically detaining like children and families and things like that. Like the Me Too movement. Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination hearings. And how he may have drank too many beers or anything like that. And Ms. Blasey Ford, I still believe that something happened to her. And it's like, my goodness. And then if I could, it's crazy that like I see all that happen. And then if that Luther, who was 25, by the way, like Jesus Christ, I'm out here like acting like I'm 27 now, like that's so much. But man, so much happened over the last basically 2 years. That I'm sitting there like, if that 25-year-old Luther could come forward in time and we could have a conversation, he'll be like, wait, what? For like a quarter of the year, you couldn't leave your house? What do you mean you're not going to be able to see your mom in a year? Wait, what did Trump say? Wait, the XFL's back and then it's gone again? And oh, by the way, it's back again because The Rock bought it. what's happening in the gaming industry? Wait, people just don't want to put on masks just to like let it happen. So the U.S. is really like one of the few countries that, oh, it's technically the only country dealing within this massive scale. The ones that are having flare-ups are dealing with it appropriately and following medical guidance. I think the one thing I would also ask my younger self would ask me is like, how has it been the second half of Trump's presidency? And I'm like, well, this is probably the worst election year for an incoming president of all time. And the fact that he's trying to delay the election, it's just all these things. And just looking at what the issues were back then to what they are now. And it's like, oh my God. Who would have thought in 2020 that we would be sequestered in our homes for some time? Like, I literally could not hop on a flight to go see my mom. And that's just, obviously, I'm speaking for myself, but some people couldn't see family members. And even then, was it really a good idea for me to hop on a flight and go anyway? Because I don't want to bring bring COVID to her. That would horrify me. Just to see how much things have changed is crazy to think about. But let me hop into the deep review of the episode. I mean, the episode was bad in my opinion. Kind of listening back, but I think I'm being a harsher critic on myself than maybe you guys would be. Or maybe I'm taking it too easy on myself. I thought it was bad. I stammered a lot. I talked about politics. I told on myself a few times in terms of stories that I told. And I'm, like I said before, I'm going to keep one to the end of the pod. That's how the podcast is going to end. It's like I wanted to cover so many points. Like, it was the only podcast episode I was ever going to get. And I'd say I covered it in like the lightest sense of the word. Like, from November 2018 to now, how have you changed? I mean, to be dumb, I watch way more anime now, including this just last anime I watched. I'm a big fan of romantic comedy anime. I love them. The only thing is, I'm mad when they end because it seems like there should be more, but that's it. They've already told the whole self-contained story. And I'm saying that just because I watched this new anime called Toledor. It's not new. It just popped up on Netflix, but it's a very... WatchMojo ranked it the number one romantic anime of all time. It's called Toledora. And the best part is the big spoiler, they tell you right off the bat. The two main characters are going to end up together. Okay? What's awesome about it is that you see the journey to how they do it. And there's some typical anime stuff in there. But I think it's something that, like, if you love Sex and the City, I don't think you'll like this. I don't think you would. Maybe if you like the Sex and the City movie, you would like this. But I think if you watch the show, at least maybe the beginnings of the show, you wouldn't like this. I'm saying that because I've seen both. But I thoroughly enjoyed this. And it's like the show understands what love is, if that makes any sense. And it's like when the story is over, when the show's over, you're like, I want more. But you know you don't need more. You know they're going to be okay. You know they'll figure it out. But the only thing I don't like, and I'm saying this spoiler out of context, she just leaves. She just leaves. And I get she explains why she left, but she just leaves, and I don't like it. Maybe if I was a girl... a woman, I'd understand, but I'm a dude, it don't make any sense. Gonna just stay with old boy and figured it out. I guess that's my second spoiler for you guys. But I say that now because I think in terms of me being more confident, I've also learned to be more my communication skills have gotten better somewhat. But also I think the diverse amount of media that I take in and which introduces me to more influences, has also massively increased from me watching as much news as I could, to me kind of slowing that down, but then diversifying where I watch the news from. Like, obviously, I listen to Fox News, I watch CNBC, I watch MSNBC, I watch CNN, to get, like, to be able to watch, see how many different ways the story or the issue or whatever is being told, right? I enjoy, like, watching anime even more now because everybody's seen a romantic comedy. You have, right? But anime can tell a romantic comedy in a way that I have realistically never seen before. And it's frustrating. But I love them. And to be able to kind of tell a story, and this is not even just about anime, it's to be able to, like, about your own story. Just so that even though a lot of people want to be successful, they want to be able to live happy and carefree, not have to worry about bills or, you know, they don't stress you out and things like that. Everybody, I believe, wants to get there, wants to be successful, whatever that successful is for them. All right. You want to do it in your own way that makes you unique, you know, because everybody is unique in a way. Right. Sure. A lot of the same steps could be taken. It's just how you take those steps. And I say that to bring it back to the podcast, because I don't think I would be the same person today if I did not have this podcast. It forced me to confront a lot of things about myself and the world and ask questions about why do those things happen that way. And even though, as bad as this first episode is, I like to think that Luther would see me and after a conversation be like, well, all right, I'm going to be okay. But then he'd ask questions, how did you get here? But then I can't tell young Luther those things because he would change, like, space-time continuum. These are things I think about, you know. I can't tell him that because what if he goes back in time and tries to do all that stuff and then all of a sudden my future's changed? These are really the things I think about all the damn time, and I gotta stop. But all in all, it's a bad episode, but it's a bad episode that you need to listen to. It's a great way to know who I am back then. And then as you listen to the podcast and watch some of the episodes, you'll watch me grow, and obviously you'll grow as well. I mean, it's if you actually follow the schedule, was it every Tuesday? That's over almost 2 years of worth of content that I've given you, and I've made mistakes along the way, and I said some stuff I shouldn't have, and then I think I've either came back and apologized, not even apologized, either corrected myself or make sure to better myself on that subject. This podcast has been something special to me. And sure, it's not like, oh, we're gonna freaking sell merch and do all this and do all that. It's not that. I think it's just the fact that it got me way completely out of my comfort zone. It got me to confront some things that I don't think I was ready to confront, but I had to just confront them anyway. It forced me to become more to become more about the culture, to learn more about the culture. And the people who really know me understand what I'm talking about, like in terms of my work mom, my boys, my work sister, the intern, all these people around me who I literally would do anything for and know me as well as they do, would understand, oh man, like this is a weird cat here, like when he started, and I've noticed him changing. I've had plenty of role models, you know, since this thing started, people to bounce ideas off, to kind of understand my place in the world. And obviously with certain events that have happened, from the mass school shootings to the shooting at the nightclub in the bar in Thousand Oaks, which I literally, that's the first bonus pod ever, and I cried during it, literally the day after I put the first podcast up. And just because I'm like, man, my mom drives home that day, like drives home that way. Things could have been crazy. What if she stopped? What if she like needed gas? What if she needed this? What if she wants to stop at the bar for a drink? it's weird that I've cried multiple times on this podcast, right? It's weird that I've had to have tough conversations on this podcast. It's weird that I've been so dejected on this podcast. I mean, George Floyd comes to mind, but that's not the only time. It's also weird I've had Corey on this podcast as many times as I have had, even though she wasn't my first guest. She wasn't even somebody that came up to mind when I thought about guests. Ironically, my favorite guest. Actually, I probably shouldn't say that because it probably might hurt some feelings. So never mind. Never mind. And it's not Corey, even though I said she's one. She is probably my favorite guest, even though she's somebody. If she asked to come on the podcast tomorrow, I'd be like, hell yeah, come on, let's go, let's talk, let's rap. Because she just thinks differently, and I enjoy those. I enjoy having those conversations with people. But what a weird, dumb, stupid episode to have. And I hope you guys go back and listen to it, enjoy it, make fun of me, whatever. But I'm going to leave you with a story that kind of explains who I am today, in a way. But before I do that, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, whatever, Google Play, wherever podcasts are available. Don't forget to do that. You can call the podcast at 805-539-2698. You can email the podcast at myycmwt@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter at YCMWT for both websites. I would really appreciate it. Also, check out OKO Designs. It's in a Facebook page I put up. Showing off some of my design skill. I'm actually ran into a snag with the next one. That's why in the next project I announced, which is taking a little bit of time, but talking to the owner of came through dipping and understanding kind of the way they want their brand to go has helped me adjust some of the mock-ups I have. And I think I need to make sure that people understand these are just mock-ups, kind of like trial runs or just what I would do design wise to help them. They have all these grand ideas, but that's something that we needed to sit down and talk about some more. I also have a Instagram and Twitter page and Facebook page for those at OKO Designs, OKEYO Designs. You know how to spell designs, all lowercase, and follow me there. I actually use myself for once. And also some people have talked about having some merch made. Like, I had somebody specifically hit me up and be like, hey, I want that hat that I showed off in one of my videos. In a video that I wanted, that I used to show off some of the designs I came up with. And I am now contacting someone to see if that we can actually make that happen. So, yeah. Either way, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for riding with me for basically 100 episodes. Thank you for listening to me make fun of myself constantly. I still need to tell the Swoop story. I wasn't able to get the person I wanted to get to tell the story with me, but I'll just tell it myself. It's fine. A couple more stories about, I think I told you about a time I fought my bully, which was a dumb idea because I really don't realistically should have won that, but I gave him the work. I gave him the hands, but to be fair, he didn't really swing back. He just kind of totaled up. I don't really have a lot of other stories left. That's why I'm going to find some other people to tell stories. I mean, the few ones I have left are pretty big. I have dumb stories, but I don't think those will kind of work in the way I want my story times to go, because I think I don't want you to be like, that was a waste of 5-10 minutes, whatever, however long the stories are of my time are. Like, the other ones are just funny. Like, you can just literally just make fun of me forever. But yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with one last story. If you've listened to the first episode, you've heard the story before. But it kind of tells you who I am a little bit. And I explain, if you go back to the first episode, why I still do it. And hey, man, you got to stay prepared. But thank you guys so much for riding with me through this journey. Hopefully there's 100 more episodes. And thank you guys so much. Stay safe out there. Bye. Also, I guess another story since I'm telling myself here, back in middle school, seventh grade, which ironically is the one of the best years of my life, and I'll explain that in another podcast. I was pants so bad. I remember I was talking to this girl I had a crush on. I can't remember her name. Oh, her name was Janine. And, you know, in seventh grade, you don't know what, like, attractive is or whatever. I was talking to her. I just remember this kid walking up. And when I say he, like, pants me, everything, bro. Everything. Right in front of the girl I had a crush on. Bro, I'm getting kind of goosebumps. I'm getting embarrassed. Like, I'm starting to blush. If I could blush. I don't have a mirror in front of me, but if I could blush. Like right now. And it was like, man. And I remember like running back to the locker room. I skipped like gym class that day or whatever class it was. And then from that day on to this day, I want y'all to listen to me. To this day, I wear gym shorts underneath my stuff. Now I use the excuse that I'm like, I use it just in case I got a ball on a moment's notice. But most of the times, like, hey man, if you pantsing me, you gotta work for it. Like, and ironically, I've been pants since. But every time, it was like, whew, and then I had shorts on it, and they're like, oh, and I was like, yeah, get out of here. So that's the kind of like, and then, oh my god, it's really funny thinking back on it, man. We're talking over, Jesus, basically a decade and a half of me wearing basketball shorts or some kind of shorts underneath, like whatever pants I'm wearing. It's like, I still, it's kind of weird. Like, I still have that fear, you know?